Under the bill, if a Wisconsin restaurant were to offer, say, pancakes with syrup, they could only call it maple syrup if it's 100% pure. Substitutes derived from corn or containing additives would need to be called something else. Teresa Barone directs the Wisconsin Maple Syrup Producers, an industry group. She says the bill will be good for producers and consumers.
Can it help our sales? It may, but it's really for people knowing what they are getting served on their pancakes.
The bipartisan proposal isn't exactly tough on crime. There would be no penalties for mislabeling syrup that isn't the real thing. Backers say they hope this will make maple as much a part of the Wisconsin brand as cheese. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.